Hey, this morning I want to talk about keeping the fire burning. We're going to be in the book of Mark, chapter 14, verses 32 through 38. So a man asked his doctor if there was anything that could be done for his snoring. The doctor asked if it disturbed his wife, and the man answered, "No, just the rest of the congregation." Today I want to talk about the importance of staying spiritually awake and keeping our spiritual fires burning. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 14. Then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch." Underline that, stay here and watch. He went a little further and he fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." And then he came and he found them sleeping. Underline that. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Okay, let's do a little bit of exegesis in this passage, bringing out the meaning of some of the phrases that is used by Jesus himself. Look at verse 34. Stay and watch. Well, the first question should be, watch for what? For the enemy? Who is the enemy? Is it the people that were coming to bring Jesus into prison? Or was the enemy someone else? Maybe the persecutors of Christ himself, whom we know to be really Satan and the demonic hordes. Those are the ones ultimately persecuting Christ. And besides, Jesus knew that the human leaders, the soldiers, etc., were coming to get him. He knows everything. So why would he tell the disciples to stay and watch? They certainly weren't watching out for Jesus' protection. We know that Jesus wasn't hoping that they would fight or to yell out and let him know. Jesus knows all things. So it's kind of an unusual command, isn't it, to stay and watch. In the Greek tense, it's imperative. That means it's an order. It's really a military command. And it means to remain and don't leave your post. Stay right where you are. Continue to watch. To be on the lookout. And of course, we know that these scriptures speak to us too as disciples of Christ. We need to also remain and not to leave our post. Why? Because the enemy is always coming for us. Not only the persecutors of Christ, but the persecutors of Christ's children. That's us. And we need to remain and not leave our post. We need to stay and watch as Jesus tells us to. Now notice in verse 37 that when Jesus came back, he actually found them sleeping. It says that an hour, he returned after an hour. An hour is such a short time when we think about the expanse of time itself. And then one little hour. Now again, remember that Jesus knew all timing. He knew when the people were going to be there. So again, the question is, why were they watching? Was it for Jesus' sake to warn him? Or was it for their sake to be watching? And can't you just watch for 1 hour? Well, it was for them. And it was for them a reminder so that in the moment of crisis, when the enemy was upon them, that they wouldn't cave in to fear and run away. You know, the enemy often comes upon us suddenly too. And when we're not prepared, when we're not watching, or we're sleeping, or taking a time out, that's when the enemy comes. You know, there's a famous football player who was named Randy Moss. Now, he was one of the most amazing wide receivers to ever play the game. And he, in fact, he's in the Hall of Fame. But perhaps what Randy Moss will be known for more than anything else was the statement that he made, "Sometimes I just take a play off. I just stop. I don't even try." And God is saying that not even for an hour, not a minute, not a second, are we to take a time out to stop. Why? Because the very moment that we stop is when the enemy will be upon us. The enemy comes on us suddenly. And when he will win the fight, he will win the fight if we're just waking up from a nap or if we're slumbering or if we're not watching. He'll come upon us suddenly. And like when we make agreements with him, when the devil comes at us in moments of crisis, he tempts us to make agreements with him and to go his way. It's in those moments when we're vigilant and we say, no, I will not agree with you. I don't care what the circumstances look like. I'm going to agree with what the Word of God says. So when the devil comes and tries to get us to make agreements with him, when he catches us off guard, we will often just cave in. We will cave into fear and anxiety, and we'll cave into worry instead of fighting back with promises and declarations. Or maybe we're slumbering. We're just going about our day. We're not really mindful of what's going on around us, and the devil will hit us with temptations. And if we're not prepared, if we're not watching and remaining watchful, we will give in to those temptations. So we need to stay spiritually alert. When we get lazy, we let down our guard. Look at verse 38 now. This is what Jesus says to them after finding them sleeping. "Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation." And then he gives them a spiritual, a universal principle. "The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." Here is why we know Jesus was talking about their need to watch. You see, it was for them, not him. And Jesus spells it out. "Watch and pray lest you," and that's you and I, "lest we enter," that the word means to give in, "to temptation." Because it's in our fleshly nature to get lazy with the things like prayer and being on our guard for the enemy's approach at any minute in our busy days. So Jesus says that we are to be preemptive. We are to be watching and we are to be praying so that we're not caught off guard. Don't get lazy. Don't get caught sleeping. And the impetus is here to keep the fire for God and the things of God burning in our heart at all times. It will be too late if we try to fight a battle when we are just coming out of a nap. So we've got to keep watching and keep praying. That's what Jesus tells us. There's an illustration of a father and son camping. Dylan and his dad were camping in the woods. They had started early that morning and had walked about 5 miles into the woods before taking off their backpacks and making camp. They set up their tent together, then Dad started a fire. "A fire is very important on the trail," Dad told Dylan. "It turns a cold, dark campsite into a temporary home." "Plus, it cooks our dinner," Dylan said. "That's right," Dad laughed. Before long, Dad and Dylan sat beside a crackling fire. And Dad put a pot of water on the fire, and soon they were spooning hot noodles into their mouths, and Dad was sipping hot coffee. "What happens if the fire goes out, Dad?" Dylan asked. Dad shrugged. "We just have to start over," he answered. "But it's much easier to keep the fire going than it is to try to revive it." Dylan nodded and swallowed a mouthful of noodles. "But as long as we pay attention to it and keep putting sticks on it, we'll be all right, won't we, Dad?" Dad smiled and nodded. Then his face got serious as he thought of something. "You know, Dylan," he said, "it's sort of the same way with us." Dylan squinted at his dad. "What do you mean?" "Well, you want to obey God and please him, right?" "Uh-huh," Dylan answered. "But you know you can't do that all by yourself, right?" Dylan nodded. "I need God's help." "That's right," Dad said. "You see, Dylan, your heart is like that fire. If you pay attention to it and keep feeding it like you would a fire, It'll produce obedience to God, just like that fire produces flames. Dylan grabbed a dry stick from the ground beside the fire and he placed it in the flames. "Only I don't put sticks in my heart," he said. Dad chuckled, "No. But I can pray every day, can I, Dad?" "Right," Dad said, "and reading your Bible will help you obey God too." Dylan nodded. He understood. He picked up another stick and added it to the fire. "I want to keep our fire going." "So do I," Dad answered. So in conclusion, Jesus is telling his disciples and us to stay, which means abide, and be watchful. Don't get lazy or sleeping being in the presence of Jesus. Why? Because the enemy is coming. And when he does, we can either fight, we can lose, or we can run. But the only option for us as soldiers of Christ is to fight and to be prepared to fight. You see, we are God's warriors and he's counting on us. We have got to keep our spiritual fire hot, especially in this day and age. There is so much coming at us. And if we're not prepared, if we're not grounded in the Word of God, if we're not watching where the enemy is scheming, we're going to be caught off guard. Temptation is going to come at us to worry, to begin living in anxiety and living in fear. But no, if we see what's really happening, if we see who is really behind the scenes, then we will be ready to fight with the Word of God. It says, "No, I will not fear." Quoting a principle of Scripture, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I will not fear, because perfect love casts out fear. Fear hath torment. The life I live now, I no longer live on my own, but it is Christ who lives in me. I live by faith in that." See, that is some of the ways that we can fight the enemy when he comes at us and he tempts us to fear and to be afraid. So I want to end here with four ways that we keep the fire hot. The first way is to fellowship. I'm telling you, nothing should ever keep us away from church. Nothing should keep us away from church. And that will keep the fire hot. Being in the presence of others who are also attempting to keep the fire hot. You know, if an ember is separated from the fire logs, it'll go out. But long as it's with the main source of the fire and together, it will stay hotter longer. The second way that we keep the fire hot is by reading our Bible every day and committing it to memory. Hiding the Word of God in our heart. The third way is to pray and stay in God's presence. To continually pray. To continually be seeking God's presence in all that we do. We will be mindful of Him. That is the way that we stay and watch. That is the way that we keep the fire hot. And then the fourth is to fill our mind with the things above and not the things below. To fill our mind with the things of God. To quit watching junk on our TVs and on our computers. To quit hanging around those that pull us away from Christ. No, to fill our minds and our hearts with the things above and of God. So conversely here, there are four ways to let the fire go out. These are the four ways to let the fire go out. Stop going to church. Or make it just every once in a while. You know, whenever you feel like going to church. That's how we let the fire go out. The second way is to put down our Bibles. Keep it in the trunk of our car instead of the dashboard of our car. Keep it on the shelf instead of on our tables. You know, just read it every once in a while when we need a little good in our life. The third way that we let the fire go out is to get lazy about our prayer life. Only pray when our head is about to hit the pillows or when we need something instead of continually being in prayer. And the fourth way that we let the fire go out is to fill our mind with the things of this world instead of God. You know, watch as much TV as we can. Watch as much news as we can. Just surf the internet as much as we can. Let the world and all the ideologies of the world come into our mind and our heart instead of the things of God. And I guarantee the fire will go out. So it's a short message this morning. The emphasis is that we are to keep the fire burning. We are to stay and watch as Jesus commands us to. We are to watch and pray lest we enter into temptation, because the Spirit is indeed willing. Yes, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. But come Monday, other things preoccupy our mind. When we put God last on our list, He will come in last at the end of the day as well. No, we need to put God first. We need to put the things of God first, and that fire will stay hot. I guarantee it. In fact, the Bible promises it. Amen. Let's pray.